Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the Dope Black Chick Podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Spidle, and the Dope Black Chick Podcast is all about helping you find your dopeness. We do this through a series of conversations about life, about growth, and about the experiences in between. I hope that you walk away today from this episode with a plan to attain everything you want this year. So let's get intentional. I wanna be intentional. Yeah, that's my own mix. So let's go. Okay, so today's episode is about intentional action. Now, I've talked about this often on this show. You can go back into the relics, into the archives, and I guarantee you, you will see a multitude of shows about being intentional. I talk about it on my blog, shameless plug, ihearthatgirl.com. Not shameless because I meant to do that. I talk about it on my blog, ihearthatgirl.com. And it is a huge centerpiece of my Confidently Dope Sisterhood Therapy Group. I'll talk more about that later, but I'll also give you guys some information on how you can become a part of the 2024 Confidently Dope cohort. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but this is like a centerpiece of my entire brand is being intentional, especially this show. Intentionality plays such a huge role in your life, and it has definitely done that in mine. Early 2017, like I can look back into a journal right now and tell you for sure that I was intentional in 2017. However, I didn't know I was learning the way until I began to look back in 2019. So by 2019, it progressed into a practice. And this practice would go on to change my life seemingly overnight. But of course, as I stated, 2017 is when I began to flow in the spirit of intentionality. And I want to share that practice with you, along with the tools, the resources, the routines, all the stuff I learned and used along the way. I want to share it with you because being intentional is so important. Like, it is extremely important in your life. Have you ever had to deal with someone that tells you they want to do things, but they have absolutely no plan to get it done? And so you come back to them in 6 months and they're still saying, I want to do this. Oh, I want to go to Italy for my birthday, or, you know, and they're just saying that something that they want to do. I'm not taking away from the fact that it's something that they want to do, but how intentional have they been in making sure that that comes to pass? And I know you don't want to be that person. I know no one really should ever want to be the person that just spouts about the things that they want. I'd rather be the person that gets what they want, right? So I like to chase after what I want. I like to set a plan. I am a staunch planner of goals. So when I have a goal, I'm going to share all of this with you. We're getting into it. I'll try not to go too deep just at this beginning point. But when I set a goal, I like to ask myself the big questions. Like, this is what I want to do. What is necessary, or what needs to happen for me to get here? And then I start writing those things down. And then even with each little thing that I've said, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do that, I'll say, well, what is necessary for me to do point one? What is necessary for me to do point two? What is necessary for me to do point three? Then I go back and say, okay, so what is necessary for me to do point 1A? Like, write all the things that you would need to do in order to get that thing done. And I like to break it down as deep as possible. I like to get like as if I'm talking to a five-year-old. I want to create a map that literally you can go step by step by step to get it done. Why do I do that? I do that because there's nothing worse than seeing something that you really want to do and having no clue of how you're going to get there. Or you have some of the steps, but not all of the steps. And then you learn as you're trying to do those steps you had, oh, I was supposed to do this first. Like, don't you hate that? And I think that is something that came to me as an entrepreneur. It was like, I got so sick of realizing that I had skipped steps, because it doesn't matter if you go to, you know, you start your business and you go to step 6 and step 10, by the time, you know, you've completed step 10, all these steps, and you realize like, oh snap, I didn't even do step 1, or I missed step 4. And you have to go back and do all of that. It is so frustrating because you've completed step 10. You feel like, oh, I should be on my way. No, because you have to go back. And that's why being intentional about what you're doing is really, really important. Setting a plan is extremely important for what you say it is you want, you're trying to do, you're trying to achieve, whatever the case may be. You need to be intentional about it if you want to make it happen, right? And my goal with today's episode is, I know it's the top of the year. Everybody has these amazing goals. Everybody has things that they want to happen in their life. And I want you to make it happen. I really, really do. It requires you to get intentional. It requires you to create a plan. And it requires you to get shit done. Okay? So that is what this episode is all about. So let's get into it. Because I think I've already kind of like laid the foundation here. You guys know where I'm going. Well, maybe you don't. Let's talk about it. I always like to start with a definition of things. Okay? For those of you who have been followers of the Dope Black Chick podcast for quite some time, you already know I love words, and I never like to misuse a word or use a word out of context. I think a lot of times we use words and we don't necessarily know what they mean, and people will throw them around because it sounds good, but I don't like to be led by words if I don't understand what it means. And then sometimes when you figure out what it means, you're like, I will never use that word again. There are two instances that come to mind. The one is petty. I hate that word, petty. Petty is not a word that women should ever use on themselves. You should never say, I'm so petty. It means you're like minuscule, you're nothing. So why would you ever? I'm not a petty person. And then the second one is humble. Nope, I'm not that. I am not a humble person. Humble means to see myself as lower than someone else. I don't subscribe to that belief or that ideology. I'm not humbling myself because I'm not going to see myself as lower. I think all of us are great. And I think everyone should lean into their greatness, lean into their unique dopeness. So no, Kimberly's not humbling herself to anybody. That's just what it is. Now, you can argue with me if you want. Please do so on social media so we can get that engagement up. Or, you know, you can respond in the voice notes. If you're on Spotify, you can definitely do that. I think I'll leave a poll question up and you can respond there. But anyway, this is why I start with, I got off track, I know. But this is why I start with words and definitions, because I think it's important to be intentional with your words. So What does it mean to be intentional? Here's the definition of intentional, and it's really simple, straight to the point, because it's intentional. Done on purpose, deliberate. I'll say it again. Intentional means done on purpose, deliberate. I did it on purpose. I did it because I wanted to. I did it because I meant it, or whatever the outcome was that I said I wanted, that's why I did it. It was deliberate. We are deliberate about a lot of things, right? I want you guys to take a moment and I want you to think of all the things that you do on purpose on a day-to-day basis. The things that you do deliberately. Let's just take a moment and think of those things. Okay, got it? Now that you have that in your mind, let me hit you with this. A lot of the things that we're deliberate about, the things that we do on purpose, they don't benefit us, or they're possibly benefiting somebody else. So the question I have becomes, why am I so, and I'm saying I'm, because these are questions that I posed to myself at one point of my life. I said, girl, why are you so like deliberate or intentional about the plans for someone else, in this case being another business, right? When I'm working for somebody, I am so intentional about logging on at the right time, making sure that I have completed my tasks for this job. I am so intentional about creating a strategy for this client. I do all of these things intentionally, deliberately, on purpose for other situations. It can be family members. We do that. I definitely am like that person that in my friend group, I am very intentional about, hey guys, we need to plan time together. Let's make sure that we get our self-care. Let's make sure that we plan this outing. We should do it at least 3 times a year. Like I'm that person in the friend group, right? Very intentional, done on purpose, is deliberate, right? And so back in early 2017, I had this question to myself, like, why am I so intentional about everything else, but not about any of the goals that I have for myself? And this was during a kind of rocky period for me because I had this huge success from my college campus tour, Stronger, and it was going very well, but I also had health complications with a bilateral pulmonary embolism. So, you know, God will slow you down and sat me down. And during that time of like, I was really frustrated. I was like, God, why? Like, I was just getting to the bag. Like, why am I now being put on pause? Like, I just don't understand. And I was really frustrated. But then this started happening. These questions was like, how intentional are you being? Like, even at this point, you're more intentional about the bag than you are about your own health. You didn't even get intentional about your health, because in order for you to be successful, you might want to be alive. You might want to be here to, you know, enjoy the fruits of your labor. But because you were not intentional about your health, about your life, now you're sitting on the sidelines. Like, what did I miss? I missed a step. You get what I'm saying? I'm going back. Like, I missed a step. Yeah, I had made it to like step 10, step 25, almost on the brink of success, and realized very quickly, girl, you skipped step 2. Go all the way back. You got to go all the way back. And you need to get it right this time. And I think that happens for a lot of us. And like I said, it was 2017 when I was having these questions. By 2019, I had began to create a practice that answered these questions, or that was a response to these questions. And this is why this show even exists. I sit here and I am the person that will ask 1,000 questions. Y'all know that little kid. And maybe you used to be that person, right? That would sit and say, but why? And then you give the answer, why? And then you give another answer, but why? And then you give answer, right? I was that kid. Like, I needed to know everything. And I don't know why I need to know everything, but I felt like this helps me make better decisions if I know mostly everything. So, even with that spilled over into my life today. And there were times when people tried to stop me from asking so many questions. But I feel like as we grow older, people deter us from asking the questions, but we need it. We need it because what's going to happen when you stop asking questions is you're going to get to a point in your life where you're like, why is this happening? What went wrong? Nothing particularly went wrong. We just missed a step because we didn't ask the questions or we didn't have all the information that we probably would have had we kept asking questions. And people who ask questions are very intentional about their direction. You're not going to get in your car without the GPS and the address if you are seriously trying to get somewhere on time. Now, if you just on a weekend stroll, and you just like to ride and look around, yeah, there's no intention behind that. It's like, I'm just riding. That's your intention, is just to ride. But if your intention is, I need to get to so-and-so's house for an event that they're having, that's an intention. And I need to get there on time. I don't know their address. I'm going to put that address in my GPS and I am going to follow those steps to get there. That's called intention. So anything that you are intentional about and you're doing it on purpose and you're deliberate in the action that you take behind it, this is why you will end up becoming successful at whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Intention, very important. And it's a critical step that we're missing because, as I said, I feel like as we grow older, people deter us from asking questions. And, you know, like, if you're not asking the questions, how will you know exactly all the steps to get there? Right? Okay. I'm going to leave that alone, the steps and stuff. But I want to go further. Last night, I recently went to a vision board event, and it was amazing, amazing. I love vision board events. And one of the things I always say at vision board events, when I host them, when I lead them, I always tell people, look, it's cute to have a nice little cute board, but it's important for you to have a path to achieving the things you see on that board, because otherwise you're going to get totally frustrated with that board. You're probably going to throw it in the trash because nothing is going to materialize. It's not just about having dreams. It's about making deliberate moves to bring them to life. Deliberate moves to bring them to life. So let me share some of my tools, some of my resources, some of my routines that I've used to get me, you know, down the path to intentional action. Like, it is almost like, what do you call it? Like an immediate habit for me. It's something that I do immediately. Like when I set a goal, it's like jump into, okay, here's the intention behind it. So I want that for you, okay? So let's talk about actionable strategies, okay? Actionable strategies. When in 2019, the practice that I began to take part in was, it started with just meditation. Why? Because I knew I had questions about myself. So I started with meditation, but I don't want to just send everybody out to start meditating, right? The meditation was part of something bigger. I don't know if you guys have ever read, but if you haven't, it's a book called The Miracle Morning. I can't call the author's name right now, but The Miracle Morning. In my intentionality of finding ways to meditate, organize my life, organize my thoughts, right? I stumbled upon The Miracle Morning, and it was like a morning routine that would or had been proven to, you know, really get you focused enough to be intentional about the rest of your day. And so I developed the Miracle Morning to suit me personally. So my Miracle Morning, I would get up at 5:30 in the morning, which was really hard because I was sleeping past that, right? But again, remember the earlier I said the question that I had for myself was, you will make sure you get out the bed on time for these other people and work their business and work their plan, but you're not doing it for yourself. Why? Right? So I said, okay, let me get intentional about myself, and I'm going to get up. This is my little part of the day. And so I will get up at 5:30. It was hard doing it, right? But I set it up and I said, 5:30. When that alarm goes off, I am going to sit up straight in my bed and I will meditate. Because I had tried laying down and meditating, you go back to sleep. So don't do that. I would sit up straight in the bed in the darkness, but I would meditate sitting up straight, right? And at first, meditation was not the easiest thing to begin to do because your brain is like moving all the time. So I would just sit there in silence, and my brain definitely went through all the thoughts. And at first, I was trying to shush myself. But then I realized, no, let it run out. Let the thought run out. And then once you let the thought run out, it's like a room full of people in your head. Right? So I would envision like this whole room, a white room, but it's a whole bunch of people in it. And then I'd envision myself walking into this room. And all those thoughts are there. And these people are walking past me to go out the door that I came in. And it's a lot of people. So I would let all those thoughts run out the door. And, you know, eventually it gets quieter and quieter and quieter until it's just me in the room. That was how I started my meditation. So the morning routine started with meditation. It would then go into like a visualization process. I would read. I made sure I danced in the morning for like 15 minutes. Earth, Wind, and Fire was my playlist. And I would dance. I would write out my goals, my task list for the day. And I would read. And this was a miracle morning. I'm telling you, I would do it from 5:30 to 7:30. And I would start work around 8:30, something like that, right? So by the time I'm done, your girl is in great spirits. I had affirmations. I had all that stuff. You're talking about somebody invigorated for the day, somebody who is ready to smash the day. Like, I really was amped up. This started in like 2019. This was a regular practice for me. And oh my goodness, if I did not get my miracle morning, I felt so out of alignment. And so that came with the intention to make a change. And I'm telling you that in 2017, the question began. By 2019, the practice began. And by 2021, as everything that I had asked for, everything that I wanted to achieve in my life was happening. And so this is what I mean when I say it seemingly happened overnight. That 1 year, ooh boy, when I say everything was coming my way, it was flowing easily and frequently. I was just like, oh my gosh, Like every time I speak something, it comes my way. And to someone on the outside, they would think it's just overnight success. It's not overnight success. This was intentional action, intentional, actionable strategies that fueled my journey. I set clear goals. I was able to overcome obstacles. I had a therapist in place because I knew I needed that. I was like, you know what? I'm sick of being a strong Black woman and doing it all by myself. I can't do this. I need somebody to help me. I need somebody to hear what's going on and help me make sense of where I am in my life. And I got a therapist who I love. I love her. She's still my therapist to this day. And, you know, like we... Really, I had a way to deal with the anxiety. I had a way to deal with bouts of depression. I had a way to deal with the valleys that are truly going to come. Don't listen to this show and think, oh, she's saying if I do these things, I'm going to be great. No, I'm not saying everything. You will be great, but I'm not saying that everything in your life is going to be roses. I am saying you are providing yourself with the tools to be able to deal with life, right? The reason that life can seem hectic is because we don't have the tools or we haven't completed all the steps to get to where we want to get. This way, you are preparing yourself because you're intentional about the life that you really want to live. You want to live a life full of intention. And so you must make intentional bold action steps. You have to do that. I don't know if that's a word, but... You have to be intentional about your steps. You really do. And this way, it helps you maintain the momentum of success. And it just shifts you from the spirit of dreaming to doing. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to just always have this dream. It's always been my dream to dance on Broadway. Well, ma'am, you're 80. Figure it out. You need to get up there. Like, I want you to leave the world and it was just a dream. Make it happen. Make it happen, people. Make it happen. So set intentional goals. You know, Miracle Morning was my thing. Reading books about personal development. I made sure that I bought a book every month about whatever the goal was. When I was trying to renew my relationship with money, y'all, I bought financial books every month. I made sure I read a financial book every month about my relationship with money, right? And I have a beautiful relationship with money now. And so when it was, I'm looking for a way to open my heart and become a softer individual, I read books about that. How do I learn to trust? How do I let go when someone's betrayed me? How do I let that go so I can make room for this new love that I want in my life? And your girl's married, okay? So all of this happened because I was very intentional about the things that I wanted to achieve. As soon as I got intentional about opening my heart, softening my heart myself, and allowing love to come to me. I was very intentional about it. As soon as I did that, I met a wonderful person and we were engaged in 10 months following. And we just recently got married in August of last year. Like, I'm telling you guys this because this is what I did. These are the tools, the resources, the routines I used along the way. And I am trying to share it with you because, you know, that's the goal of the show. I'm trying to help you level up your dopeness. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to 100% guarantee anything to anybody, but I do know this. When you are intentional, things happen. Nothing happens to the dreamer, but the person that goes out there and pursues the dream. That is when the dream materializes. So I'm sorry, guys. I know I got I got up in there with that thing because it is a process and there are steps to everything. I don't want anyone else missing steps anymore. I don't want you guys to do that. Okay. So that is my heart, the passion that you're hearing. That is my heart. And this is a process that is tried and true that I truly believe in. Because even when I step off of it, like I told you guys, I had that moment of let me jump into purpose. Like at the vision board party, I was like, I need to get back into my bag in speaking events and really going out there and empowering women. I've been empowering them from behind a computer screen, and I need to get back out into the field because I love it. My spidey senses tingle when I'm in that element. And that is why I want to encourage you all to make sure you're everything you're doing, you're being intentional about leaning into your purpose, right? Make intentional steps towards achieving the goals that you have. Make sure that you're not just saying, this is something I want. Be very, very intentional about making sure it happens. Turn your dreams into a reality. Don't sit by on the sidelines and let life play out. And all you can ever say is, I always had a dream that I wanted to do X, Y, and Z. Don't do it. Like, my purpose here today is that I hope that someone is invigorated by this conversation and they decide to get real intentional with their lives and make some shit happen. Okay. And if you need assistance in creating or crafting your plan of intentionality, holla at your girl. Okay. That's what I do. I'm a coach. So holla at me. I will definitely coach you on the way. I'm here to guide you every step of the way to achieving your goals, but you got to be ready because I don't take on anybody. All right. So I am very selective with my clientele process. Why? Because I'm intentional about living a life of peace, and I am very intentional about my work-life balance. Okay. So if you ain't going to do the work, don't be calling me. Like, if you're seriously ready to be intentional, then definitely reach out to me. Let me shoot my email to you guys really quickly. It's ihearthatgirl@gmail.com. ihearthatgirl@gmail.com. I have so many emails. I'm giving you that one because that's the one I check the most often. but shoot me an email and I will definitely get with you about scheduling a consultation, and we'll talk and see what the dream really is, see what the obstacles really are, and start crafting a plan for you to get active, some actionable steps going into making things happen. Okay. All right. So I thank you guys again so much for tuning into the show. Make sure you subscribe to the show, share, leave a review, engage with me on social media, on our IG page at The Dope Black Chick. And last but not least, leave me a voice message on Spotify. If you're listening on that platform, if you're on the iTunes, Apple platform, you don't have to do that, but you can leave a review. But if you're on Spotify, you get a chance to leave a voice message, and I would love to hear your beautiful voices. So go ahead and holler at me there. Who knows, we may share your message on the very next episode. And so thank you so much, guys, again, for sharing with me, engaging with me. It really does fuel me. And as always, I thank you for taking the steps towards self-empowerment and personal growth. And of course, listening to my ramblings as we travel this life experience. I'm glad that we get to experience life together. Peace and blessings, guys.